From time to time, we report on stories of government officials squandering money on lavish, even outlandish parties at the taxpayer expense. This is not one of those stories, though it does involve NASA and Vikings. NPR's Jeff Broomfield has the story.
It all began with an idea. Vaid Chirayath is an aeronautics graduate student at Stanford University who loves photography. He was talking over what to shoot one day with a colleague and thought of Vikings?
In the San Francisco Bay, there's all these marshes. And so for some reason, both of us had in our heads a picture of one of these Viking ships landing in this marsh.
Chirayath had a small grant from Stanford to take science-themed portraits. He's an aspiring astronaut, so he also works nearby at NASA's Ames Research Center. NASA and Vikings are sort of related. Both are known for exploration. And the Ames Center had another connection. Pete Warden, the center's director, likes to dress like one.
I had once seen Dr. Warden give sort of a monthly talk at NASA Ames on sort of the state of all things cool at NASA. And he gave that talk in a Viking costume.
Warden and a few other officials agreed to the shoot, and Chirayath rounded up some Viking reenactors off the internet who were willing to do it for free.
We had all these Vikings come out that were all really enthusiastic about NASA and their mission, and they wanted to just help in any way they could.
They all gathered on a December afternoon last year.
Go!
Nice, that was one of the best ones.
That's video from the shoot. The photos are a little random. There's some Vikings and some satellites and some fog from a fog machine.
It was not one of my best pieces. I feel like it was kind of put together last minute.
But it was a lot of fun until last month. A concerned citizen contacted Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley with a lot of questions about the Viking photos. Here's the senator.
Were the people on the clock when they were doing this? Was there any taxpayers' money involved?
Around the same time, Chirayath got a call.
It was a long telephone interview.
NPR has learned that that call was actually part of another investigation, this one by NASA's Independent Office of Inspector General. They wanted to know details, like what kind of bottled water did he give people?
I was like, okay, it's Costco, like bottled water.
Chirayath was baffled. The pictures weren't taken using NASA equipment or funding. All that information was clearly posted on his website.
In fact, in bold letters.
But the investigations by NASA and Grassley continued.
Yeah, it was multiple phone calls. I had to give, sort of surrender all the emails that pertain to the shoot, communications with the Viking group, communications with virtually everyone involved in that process.
The inspector general won't discuss how much all this cost, but Chirayath did a quick calculation. Number of interviews multiplied by work hours, multiplied by salaries of those involved.
And I came to a lower end budget of around $40,000.
And an upper end of more than $500,000. Chirayath says he spent around $150 on the shoot. Senator Grassley says this isn't just a Viking hunt.
Do you have something against people dressing up as Vikings?
No. In fact, don't you see them on television, on the commercials? Like, I enjoy it.
Grassley says asking questions like this are part of his job as a senator.
I have a constitutional responsibility of oversight to make sure that the laws are faithfully executed and that the money spent according to congressional intent.
NASA declined to go on tape, but a spokesperson told NPR their investigation has just concluded and found no government resources were used. Grassley's mostly satisfied, but his office still plans to speak with NASA investigators later this week. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
This is NPR.